Amazon.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We also have many other frequencies scattered around the state, thanks to the generous contribution of listeners just like you. You can also listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app, stream us that way. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us here at KPR. Still to come, news headlines in approximately 12 minutes. Coming up at 6:36, we'll tell you the latest, the ongoing battle over access to mifepristone. We will also learn more about the Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon's testimony before House lawmakers regarding the policies and priorities of the U.S. Department of Education. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations at 7:01, we will have Classics Live. Tonight, the Topeka Symphony going Thai and going Tchaikovsky, inspired by his time in Thailand. Conductor Kyle Wiley-Pickett brings us Thai music, and the Tchaikovsky portion of the evening will be Symphony No. 4. Cordelia Brown is your host tonight at 7 o'clock on KPR One.
Support for Ed.
Reveal about a changing China. We'll look around tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day. Get the very latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, providing locally sourced food and products each and every day. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence.
We have news headlines coming up in just about 40 seconds. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It is 79 in Atchison. The time is 6:30.
By the state of Maryland resulted in a preliminary injunction against ICE there. For NPR News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon, Georgia.
And you are listening to NPR News from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with the regional headlines. Two Johnson County school districts had very different responses to a federal investigation into their policies regarding transgender students. Kate Mays with the Johnson County Post reports.
The U.S. Department of Education threatened to cut funding to Olathe and Shawnee Mission schools in April, saying they violated Title IX and student privacy laws by letting students use bathrooms and play on sports teams that align with their gender identity. Olathe Public Schools rejected the allegations but signed a resolution agreement that will base sports and bathroom use on sex assigned at birth. District leaders say the move avoids a lengthy legal fight and protects funding, but Shawnee Mission Schools refused to sign. In a letter to the Department of Education, the district called the conditions unreasonable and said the agreement would devalue members of their community. Olathe must prove compliance by October, while Shawnee Mission could face lawsuits and funding cuts. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
There's a nationwide shortage of rural veterinarians, and it's hard to find tangible solutions to the problem, but research from Kansas State University might help. National data from the American Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges shows only about 20% of veterinary students show interest in rural practice. K-State student Caroline Wingert is collecting data from in-person interviews on how to support rural veterinarians.
By having the opportunity to just sit down and talk to them, I feel like that was one of the most beneficial parts of this, is just being able to listen and make that connection with the rural veterinarians.
Wingert said she noticed veterinarians know rural Kansas has a lower salary rate than other states, which is part of the challenge of attracting people to the area. A bill allowing year-round sales of 15% ethanol gasoline blends across the nation passed the U.S. House yesterday. The approval came after an hour of heated debate that crossed party lines. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley thanked representatives for passing the bill, calling it a major moment for both farmers and gas consumers.
Iowa's family farmers are counting on the Senate to deliver year-round E15. I'm going to keep fighting until we get this bill to the president's desk, and the president had made very clear a couple months ago in Iowa that he's waiting to sign that bill.
Some Congress members have pushed back, concerned that ethanol would damage small refinery businesses. The U.S. House chose to detach the E15 provisions from the farm bill. Both of them are moving to the U.S. Senate. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: lows in the mid-60s overnight, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs around 90, a 30% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
There's a lot of new music on this week's Retro Cocktail Hour, including vibraphonist Mark Riddle's album Dark Rituals, and a new one by the Tiki Yaki Orchestra. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies all around the state. You can also stream us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Per Aspera, Kansas History Podcast, presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom, about those who risked all to escape slavery, hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence.
Thanks for joining us. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations at 7:01, we have Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music. Then we shift gears and it's time for Jazz in the Night, featuring music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary. Bernstein to Gershwin and more. Details at topekasymphony.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high around 90. A 30% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s, and an unsettled weather weekend kicking off on Saturday with a chance of showers and storms through the day and highs in the upper 80s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
From NPR News, this is... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Uma, a cloud-based phone service with AI features dedicated to helping growing businesses connect to customers and coworkers from anywhere at ooma.com/NPR. From the NPR Wine Club, which has generated over $1.75 million to support NPR programming, learn more at nprwineclub.org, available to adults 21 or older. From Fisher Investments, as a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
What does the architecture of Beijing reveal about a changing China? We stop by China's Temple of Heaven on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of time to just drop in, catch the latest national, international, and regional news, and get on with your day.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
Flash Gordon arrives to save every one of us at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go tomorrow night at Liberty Hall. All Flash, all the time. Chapter 1 of the 1936 cliffhanger, plus the 1980 big-budget reboot featuring music by Queen. Doors open at 6:30, shows at 7 o'clock. Join us at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 7:01.